And they also cater wonderfully.
We do.
On my note. Yeah. So it's Nancy Milby reading Breakfast at the Farmer's Market.
I watched.
Sounds like a Laguna story.
I watched in fascination as the big metal ladle hovered for just a moment before the thick, creamy batter came streaming through the cool morning air to hit the griddle with a delicious sizzle. From where I stood, it looked like way too much batter. Then the chef took up a small wooden rake-like tool, and with a few deft flicks of his wrist that could only come from years of practice, he smoothed the glob of batter around the surface of the griddle. In less than a blink, the glob was transformed into a perfectly smooth and even circle that went to the very edge of the griddle. I cursed his ability to make the edges perfect. I'd never been able to do that without having a thin spot or worse, holes in the batter. It didn't bubble like an American pancake, but wavered a bit over the heat of the griddle. Setting aside the wooden rake and taking up a long, flat, narrow spatula, the chef ran the flat tool beneath the edges of the gooey roundness to prevent it from sticking. Incredibly, it didn't disrupt the batter at all, as he then carefully ran it beneath the entire surface of the thin pancake. Once he was satisfied that none of the edges stuck to the griddle, he slid the spatula underneath it, and in one quick motion, he lifted the spatula in the air, capturing the thing up in two perfect half circles that now dangled off the edge of the spatula. He flipped the half circle back onto the griddle and looked at me with a grin. "What would you like in your crepe?" he asked in a charming French accent. The fillings I liked did not fit his pre-designed menu, but he just laughed and said, "Pas de problème." I watched as he spooned some artichoke hearts onto the half of the griddle that was now available. Then he carefully laid out tomato slices to sizzle on the heat. Next, he pulled out a bag of shredded cheese, but then deftly flipped the crepe again before sprinkling the cheese on the now cooked side of the semicircle. "Do you like avocado?" he asked in a voice that was seductive only in its suggestion of a sinfully delicious ingredient in my breakfast. I nodded and continued to watch as he spooned perfect slivers out of an avocado shell and laid them onto the now melted cheese. Then he scooped up the slightly charred avocado hearts and tomatoes and spread them on the top of the avocado and cheese. He neatly folded the finished product into thirds and slid it onto a paper plate. "Voila," he said, and smiled as he handed me the plate. I've now revised my opinion of California's attempt at imitating the traditional French street markets. I used to think they were pale imitations, but now I see they have their own unique personality. Our markets are different, no doubt, but as I finished my delicious, authentic crepe and tossed the paper plate in the recycle bin, I decided I would never again consider our markets as inferior.
Wow. Now, where is this?